Hey, everyone, Oprah is doing well, and in this training session, wow, I completely butchered that intro, but we're just going to roll with it. I'm currently stuck in traffic on the highway. There's a bad accident on the other side. I think at least a person died because there was a vehicle, the coroner there, and some dude in a book bay taking pictures of one of the cars that was smashed to pieces. So I'm going to guess that it was a pretty bad accident by the look of the cars and the fact that the coroner was there and that there is no traffic getting by that accident on that part of the highway, which good thing I am not going that way and I am going the other way, which is still really slow, but it is at least moving and there's no accidents on my side that are preventing that movement. And now it's raining, which is really unpleasant for those people over there. But anywho, on to the training. So today was my heavy day. Got up to 116 on the snatch. I missed 111 on my first attempt. I was able to do it. Not really happy with how my shoulder felt as far as the stability. Didn't really feel pain on it. And I spent a lot of time working on it to warm up. So that helped. And then it got up to 146 kilograms on the clean and jerk. That felt pretty good. It looked pretty good on the video. But just want to continue to work on the upper body strength. So after I did that, I might be stuck here on the highway, unfortunately, and have to do the other exit, but not too big of a deal. There's many ways to get back to my house. Anywho, did some snatch good push presses after the clean and jerks. Went up to 111 kilos for four sets of five, and those went well. Snatch good push press is something that is really easy for me to do and a really beneficial movement just for the upper body strength and the upper body stability. So it's something that I just need to continue to do a lot and probably start doing stuff like snatch balances and overhead squats as well, because those are just obviously going to help with that positioning and stuff, and just continue to work on the stability of that joint. Because thankfully, like, I have pain in the shoulder, but it isn't anything that's really, I don't really think it's related too much to the strength, seeing how I've snatched good push press like 315, or I think I've done more, I forget what my PR is now. That's such a weird movement, but I've done more than my snatch, and obviously I've done the 290 off the block, so I have plenty of the ability to hold that weight. It's just continually to build that stability so it looks and feels better when I'm in the bottom on all my reps. But wanted to do that. For that, we'll be hammering those in overhead squats and snatch balances and whatnot. And then after I did the snatch push press, dropped it, did some snatch pulls, did a one set of 10 at 111 kilos, the same way that I was doing the snatch push presses at. It actually got a pump in my quads, which was kind of weird, but it's always, it always feels productive when I get a quad pump when I do anything, so it was definitely good. And then did some front rack jerk squats. I don't really know what to call them. If you see them on the video, they'll make intuitive sense, but essentially I have the safety set at a height that would be similar to where the bottom of my jerk tip would be, and then I just kept loading the weight up and essentially finishing the top of a squat, but trying to do it as quickly as possible, so the concentric portion of the jerk dip, and loaded all the way up to 210 kilos, 462 pounds. I actually did like 10 reps there, which is just because the range of motion is really small, you can do quite a bit of repetitions, but it was definitely difficult to have that on my front rack. But it's a really good movement to do for the abs and front rack mobility, thoracic strength, upper back strength. It's really just like a good movement for any weightlifter to do in some sort of capacity, just to build the front rack capacity, to build ab strength. It's a really specific way to build just strength throughout that front rack and abs and upper back and all of that good stuff. And I really need to do those more as well. I haven't done anything, or that was the last movement that I did of the day, and so pretty productive. But as we get to this last month, if my shoulder, I'm going to really start hammering volume in the upper body, and because essentially like tapering off and just focusing on snatching and mobility and stuff hasn't really particularly helped. So I'm just going to go back to what has always worked for me and just hammering the volume and doing an immense amount of upper body stuff with each of my training sessions, just to continue to work on that area to hopefully build the stability, help with the pain, and all of that good stuff, and just continually pump blood into that muscle and hopefully feel good for the competition. And if things continue to not feel good in the shoulder joint, then I have no problem just not doing the competition, because there isn't really a point of me, hurting myself to do a competition when I can just be safe, be smart, and just continue to get stronger. And I don't really want to bomb out of competition just from
missing from like shoulder stability. So I definitely want to get better in that regard. But if I can't, then, you know, it is what it is. So we'll get continue to work on that and hopefully get a little bit better each day. But that's it for now. Talk to you all in the next one. Peace.